This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and my co-host, Kim, as usual. And today we're going to be talking about the topic of, can marketing even out the workload? But before I get into that, thank you to RepairPal for providing this episode. RepairPal is the key that unlocks more business for your auto repair shop. Learn more at RepairPal.com/shops. This is something that I hear people say a lot when they're talking about marketing, that they want to even out their workload because you have these peaks and valleys.
You're talking about spreading out, not having the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the peaks and valleys.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they want their marketing to do. I would challenge you that marketing can't do that. Marketing is not something that you just do here and there. Marketing is something that you do all the time.
Yep.
There are ebbs and flows in business. There are busy times of the year. There are slower times of the year. And there's nothing that you are going to do that is going to change the fact that there are busy times. There are times when people are actively spending money and times when people are holding on to their money.
But you're not saying that means that you accept it. You're not saying that.
Well,
my February is always slow.
No. You don't just accept the slow times. What I'm saying, though, is that marketing is going to raise the peaks and raise the valleys. So you're still going to have peaks and valleys. Yeah. They're just going to be at a higher level. That is what people don't understand. So marketing is not something that is going to level things out. It's going to raise the peaks and the valleys.
You're talking about levelized billing with our electric company. Like people think, right?
Yeah, it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
It can be very hard to market to make a very specific time busy. Although we have successfully done it.
Yeah.
You think about the state fair.
Yep.
When we had our shop in Apex, North Carolina, we were impacted greatly by the state fair.
Yeah.
You know, so there were things that we were able to do to market to help that slow time. And you can certainly do that. I mean, we did.
Or there have been times like back to school. Lots of people are complaining about back to school and you put a whole campaign together. Some people take really good, smart advantage of the car care months and then really put a whole plan in place for that. And I've seen people with tax time really. But yeah, I get where you're going with this. Y'all, Brian put this one together and I was like, what are you talking about? But it makes sense. It's understandable.
Yeah. The point that I want to drive home is you don't just market to fill in the holes. You market all the time because if you market to fill in the holes, it's going to be relatively ineffective marketing. Like the marketing that is the most impactful is the day-to-day marketing. It's the stuff you do all the time. It's your Google ads. It's your SEO. It's your social media marketing. Those are the things, you know, your direct mail.
It reminds me of, and we've referenced this a few times in the past, where Brian went away to this men's, wasn't a retreat, but
it was a boot camp.
A boot camp. Thank you. He was gone for a whole week. I didn't talk to him at all. And he came back and I'm like, well, what was your takeaway? What'd you learn? What's your big aha? And he said, stop stopping. I was like, stop stopping. What does that even mean? And so there's times where people are like, hey, either things are going great, I'm going to back off my budget, or things are really slow, I'm going to back off my budget. And in both of those situations on opposite ends of the spectrum, that's not a good idea. You have to keep going with your marketing.
Yeah. But there is a way to even out the workload. And that is by being an ace at scheduling. And that is the thing that people overlook so often because we get into the summer months. And we got shops that are like, oh, I'm scheduled 4 weeks out. I'm scheduled 6 weeks out. They're like, pause my marketing. And we're like, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, because that summer's going to end and then you have nothing. And then you got to restart the whole.
But while you're scheduled 6 weeks out or 4 weeks out, that is when you learn to take your clients who, like, they're your regulars. You know they're going to fix their car. And you schedule them for November. Anything that needs to be done right now.
Yeah.
Like if you're doing the whole green, yellow, red thing on your DVI, if it's red, do it now.
Yeah.
The green and yellow, schedule it for what you know is going to be a historically slow time of the year. I love talking about sponsors of the podcast who have already worked with and who have used before. So today, I'm super excited to talk to you about RepairPal, which if you didn't know, will introduce your shop to new customers through RepairPal.com, the largest site for auto repair, and through the recommendation of their partners like USAA, CarMax, and Consumer Reports. Our shop was in RepairPal's certified network, and it was great for getting new customers who were looking for more than just oil changes. The average RepairPal customer spends over $600 on their first visit. I loved it, especially because we all know that consumers still mistrust repair shops. But the millions of customers that visit RepairPal.com monthly, they trust RepairPal certified shops for their high quality and great service. And there's no fear about being overcharged, so we were able to just focus on the repair. I highly recommend you check them out. It's the way to grow your business. Go to RepairPal.com/shops, get 1 month of service free, and save $150 off certification.
There are some things that blow my mind that we are still talking about in this industry. At one point, I was mentioning how the whole female-friendly thing, I'm like, it's 2024. Are we still talking about being good to women when they come in the shop? Like, how are we still talking about that? Scheduling is another thing. And you weren't at the Mars conference that I was just at because, you know, you didn't go and I haven't even told you. But this was a huge topic where...
Basically scheduling like dentists do.
Scheduling like the dentist. I think it was Kieran O'Brien who was talking at Mars, and in his presentation, he talked about that. And then somebody else mentioned it. And then there was someone in the audience that raised their hand and asked. So it became this big conversation. They're like, how are you doing that? And in my head, I envisioned falling out of my chair because I'm like, what? There are shops not doing that?
It's like getting email addresses.
It was probably Cecil who told us back when we had our shop. We probably took one of his classes. And he probably said it. And when Michael started, our service advisor, when he started doing it, it blew our minds how easy. Because we, as shop owners, business owners, we think what the objection is going to be. And so we assume, oh, can't do it. My clients are not going to let me do that. Michael didn't even give them an option. It was a, hey, Miss Kim, here's your, like, you know, 2004, we're using cards, appointment reminders. It was like, I know that you're going to need an oil change on July 15th. So I made an appointment for you. Here it is. Put it on your calendar. We're going to send you reminders. If you need to reschedule, totally fine. Don't worry about it. Done.
Yeah. And then we would call them.
Reminder.
Usually, I forget, I think it was a week or 2 weeks
ahead of time. We had a couple of reminders, but yeah.
And call them, and if they needed to reschedule, they would reschedule. But it usually wasn't, they weren't rescheduling for 6 months later. They were rescheduling for, oh, I can't make that day. Let's do it this day instead.
And here we came in Friday afternoon. We're looking at the next week, and we're like, wow, we've got however many appointments already on the schedule.
Yeah.
And so it gives such a sense of security. But it also built loyalty in our clients because they knew we were taking care of them ahead of time.
Yeah.
And so the pre-booking the appointment like the dentist does, I'm shooketh that it's still a conversation that is still happening in this industry.
Well, there's just things that people have preconceived notions about, and it's hard to get people to do it. But
scheduling work evens out the workload.
Yeah, both scheduling the work that you're finding on the inspections, but also just scheduling the next service.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you do those time-specific campaigns? Yeah, we talked about like our state fair campaign or back-to-school campaign.
Oh, yeah, the pre-trip inspections.
Pre-trip inspections when we knew that people were going to be traveling for the holidays or the kids were going to be going off to college, we would offer a free pre-trip inspection.
That reminds me, when you're seeing a client in the early months of the year, January, February, March, and you're having a conversation with them because you are a relationship-based shop. And you're like, hey, are y'all traveling this summer? I know you take road trip vacations in the summer. Where are y'all going this summer? Oh, we're going to the Smoky Mountains. Do you want me to go ahead and schedule your pre-trip? Let's make sure your tires are good. Let's make sure wiper fluid, blah, 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 whatever, all the things. It's easy. And you are helping your clients build trust in you and loyalty. It's just...
I mean, this is going to be a fairly short episode, but... I wanted to get the point across that marketing is not going to even out your workload. It's going to raise both the peaks and the valleys. So
a valley's still going to be a valley.
Valley's still going to be a valley. You might be working with 4 technicians now instead of 3 technicians, but a valley's still going to be a valley and a peak is still going to be a peak. And there's going to be busy times and there's going to be slow times. And the funny thing is that people don't think about the fact that I did $20,000 this month last year. I did $30,000 this month this year. All they know is that 2 months before they did $50,000 and they're feeling a slump.
Yep.
Well, that's how business works. But
or you can hired a schedule technician,
to alleviate that.
You've hired a technician. You have extra hands. You have an extra bay working. Well, you need more cars for that. So there's people forget to look at the facts and they go by feeling. So you have to really know your numbers.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you again to our sponsor, RepairPal. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do this. We really appreciate you listening in. We are just one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find out more about the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. Thank you again for listening in. We hope you'll listen in again next week. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.